the name of our film is.
The truth is out there.
But it really isn't.
But isn't there a universal truth that science is going for?
Perhaps the universal truth is what makes us subjective.
Okay, you just blew my mind.
I know, it's very strange when you feel as though trailers are kind of taking all sorts of other areas there, when of course what we really meant to say was...
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you, Grace Under Pressure. Isn't that right, Camo?
It is.
Yeah. So, as I've already alerted the team to, we've been joined by Natasha Armstrong as well. Actually, no, you were here beforehand. Sorry, the news seems such an epic scenario that I'm forgetting who came along. We are about to actually engage in a wonderful tune, but one which is quite heartfelt in its own way by a gentleman that we've heard before. Yes, it is not Frank Worthington, a well-known Leicester City footballer who started his career with Huddersfield Town, and nor indeed the relation to a Worthington Cup final, but it's Wee Jake. Would you like to take it away, please, Camo, and explain what we're about to listen to?
A few years ago, this guy was on Team Blake, on The Voice here in the United States. And actually, let's go back. Even I think about 5 years ago he was on The Voice. He didn't make it past the blind auditions. They liked the sound of his voice, but he wasn't doing breathing properly. There were just a whole bunch of issues. But they told him what to do, and he came back a couple of years ago and ended up being a finalist on The Voice. Just blew everybody away. About this time last year, we were lucky enough as Nashville Access to present Jake in his very first show here in Nashville at the Country Radio Seminar. He's a native of Texas, and this guy has got honky-tonk down to a science. It's funny, even when you listen to him, he seems to have the same kind of patter as George Jones and all the greats. I love the sound of his voice. It's a brand new song for him. It's Jake Worthington and A Lot of Room to Talk on Siren FM.
There's an echo in this room. It just won't let me be. All the angry words to her, they keep coming back to me. I can hear them in the hall. Yeah, they're bouncing off the wall. I can't believe it's come to this. All this emptiness and a lot of room to talk. I should have listened more to her. Lord, when she was still around, I guess I got what I deserved. I sure do hear her now. What good is pride now that she's gone? When did our house stop being home? Now there's too many what ifs, opportunities I missed, and a lot of room to talk. She's found. dog.
And we've moved to a magnificent seven of co-presenters because Kaylee Umfraville, what did you make of Jake Worthington and A Lot of Room? Very slow, very comforting. A Lot of Room, of course, Camo being particularly ironic in the studio today. It's all right, Camo. We know you can see us through the all-seeing eye. Fresh from 1 week ago's fabulous short film presentation, Holly McGrattan, what did you make of Jake Worthington?
Oh, I have to agree with Kaylee. It was very slow and comforting.
Very slow and comforting. Sort of necessary. Martina Vieca, what's the Stettin view on this?
It's very nice and gentle.
Nice and gentle. Hannah, can you improve on nice and gentle, comforting? It sounds like a warm blanket, really, in many ways.
I have to get my thesaurus out. Similar, I've, you know, thought the same, but my thesaurus brain's not coming out of another adjective.
Not sure Camo will appreciate the joy of a thesaurus, but, you know, I'm sure he'd be there somewhere along the line. I mean, after all, you know, he must have one somewhere in the house. Sam?
Observation that it's a very mature voice for a very young man.
He looks like a Ben, doesn't he, really?
Yeah.
You might be interested to know, Camo, that I think we were watching completely the wrong video for that, but obviously you were playing joys of Not Enough Room. We were watching Just Keep Falling in Love. It's a strange world, yeah. You know, JakeWorthington.com. Tessa, you are our country music go-to gal. Sound of Country Vision on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Volume 6.
Yep.
Would Jake Worthington cut the mustard with Sound and Country Vision?
Yes, definitely. I think we've listened to him before as well, and I think we liked him before that. So,
and Natasha Armstrong.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent, very childhood reminiscent. And although it wasn't the video for the song, it was a lovely video.
Yeah.
It wasn't the video for the song, it was still a lovely video. That is, says it all.
It works.
Exactly. Brilliant stuff. Camo, briefly coming up on the show in the studio, hopefully Anna Lewis, if her phone hasn't died, she should be on her way from Jersey. Graham J. Just Graham J, actually, not Graham J. Singer. I know you look at the running order, you might think, oh, it's Graham J. Singer, sewing machine. No, Graham J, who will be talking about his latest release. And it's heartrending. He's an Irish singer, opera chap. Hope There's Someone. It's quite Rachel Barton Pine is a violin soloist who's actually performed with Metallica and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Strange, I know. And then we'll be doing a couple of tributes with Ilana Rain and indeed Steve Dickinson to the late lamented Richard Hatch. But first of all, before we actually talk about that, and James Twine, of course. James Twynham is coming up, TV director, well, ace director responsible for Invasion Earth, and he'll be talking about his upcoming short films Barbie and Helen, as well as Phil Lynas. But Camo, would you like to lead the team in a resounding chorus of "Get Well Soon, David J. Howe"? Okay, because he's not well. He's normally, as you know, Sam. In fact, Sam, I think this is the first show you've done without David J. Howe.
It is, and I think the very first one we did, I think he
hovered in the background.
Yeah, he was there,
etc. So you know, clearly that message there. So Camo, do you want the team to deliver this in any particular, you know, incisive thing? I mean, we're looking to you for direction, sir.
I want them to say it backwards.
So how J. David will soon get. Yeah, all right. I mean, remember, Martina is actually Polish, so we don't know what could happen in this particular case. I mean, you know, getting it forward can be challenging, and she is as a native speaker, but still. All right, then. A one, a two, a three.
How J. David will soon get.
Brilliant. Last two questions for Camo. I don't know what he's sort of thinking about these days. Please, Natasha.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
Yes, I have.
And can we expect to see you again next week?
You got it, I'll be back.
As the dawn gets near, but you want to live, you want to try. You hear the whisper of the world outside.
So take a chance and leave tonight. Sarah's waiting in the car outside. A bolted door, your father waits. You let your anger and your sadness break. Inside the nighttime with a charcoal grin, the falls in diamonds on her pallid skin. And when she turns around, he's laid out on the ground, and now you're standing with your finger on the post, and then an open door, two footsteps on the floor, and now you're standing with your finger on the post. If I don't
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
I know, Tessa, you were concerned last week because Anna sent a message via the wonderful social media network which said her mobile phone was dying and you didn't know where. We were all very concerned,
weren't
we?
It was very worrying. It was.
So you see, I mean, and this week you've got seven folk in the studio, Anna, all equally concerned about,
worrying.
Is she okay? Worrying. David J. Howe's so worried about the whole thing, he couldn't even come in. It's driven him ill with worry and concern.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I take it officially...
Seriously sad.
Yeah, seriously sad.
Well, it's working now, but, yeah, there's something wrong with the chargery bit, which I still haven't resolved yet. I've tried several ones I've got lurking around at home. They don't seem to do the job, but I think it's the charger rather than the phone. Well, I hope it is, because that's easily remedied if I only get round to replacing it. But, yeah... I'm back.
It's the chargery bit that always creates concern. It's a little bit later, but basically a week and a half ago, it was Anna's birthday, so can we all say happy birthday, Anna?
Happy birthday, Anna!
Thank you!
Yeah, you see, we don't forget. Well, we do, actually. It's only because I'm prompted every so often, and it's where we're going on this. Consider yourself wished happy birthdays in every sense of the word. Anna, have you got such a thing as a film festival in Jersey?
Film, no, but we've just had a heritage sort of festival where the public library opened its doors to all the different sort of heritage organisations, of which there are several in Jersey, to pull the punters in to learn more about local studies and local aspects of Jersey history. But it tends to be something that's not very well attended, and it's not the library's fault. It's just one of those things. I think people have better things to do on a Friday and Saturday than to mooch on down to the public library to get better informed.
Better things to do than to go to the library? Anna, you astound me.
I know. But the film festival would be a very good idea. We had something called Broncage, which was an arts festival that's been put on hold for several years, and that did have films in it which were locally produced, and some of them were stunning. they were really beautiful, wonderful local, small, you know, sort of amateur local filmmakers who put some pieces together, and it was brilliant. There's one particular one that made it for Brancard called Across the Pond, and it's a director called Richard Hall, who runs his own little film company, and he went to Canada to find the descendants of Jersey families who'd emigrated there for the cod fishing industry. And it was a very sensitively produced and magnificently filmed. They actually made the Cannes Film Festival, actually, when it was produced, because it was such a unique little film in its own right. And that viewing was very, very... It was done in the local St. Helier Parish Hall, and it was packed out. It was standing room only in the end. But, yeah, very good film.
Well, the reason I mentioned it is not only do I believe we have the revelations of Phil Leonis's Academy Award-winning predictions and Richard Fitzwilliams's Academy Award-winning predictions to be alluded to, but we do have a filmic scenario here with James Twynham joining us in the next part of the programme to actually talk about his current work as a director, writer, cinematographer. And Holly McGranton, last week, I mean, basically Holly realised, no, if Anna's not on the show, there's no point in me going. I'll just start a film festival. Yeah, I know. Holly, you were at what independent short filmmaking festival in Lincoln?
They've bigged it up a bit. One of my lecturers managed to get hold of last year's Oscar short film nominations, so we had a little screening.
Yeah, and of those last year Academy Award short film screenings that you saw in the very same location, I believe, as we'll be holding the Stone Tape Symposium on March the 19th, were there any highlights that sort of sprung to mind?
No. There was a very good film. I think it won. It's called Stutterer. It was the Irish film, short film.
Ironic, because we're dealing with an Irish singer in a few moments from now. Strange. Sam, as you appreciate, clearly the prescient eye of Anna Lewis, she realised there was no point sending any Jersey the Lights up because she knew...
No, David wasn't here, so exactly. You can't be here to enjoy them.
In honesty, I went to check today whether Mr Dodge had the delights, and he didn't. So he wasn't there, but the lady that behind the counter said there were none today. Normally he's supposed to produce them every day. So they are on my list of things to send, I promise.
Did you honestly say Mr. Dodge there?
His name's Mr. Dodge. He's three generations of baker in the island, and he runs a little outfit called the Jersey Vienna Bakery, and he's the best Jersey Wonder person in the island. I mean, there are some very poor examples of Jersey Wonders which are foul, produced by little vans that go around at car boot fairs and that kind of thing, but they don't cut the mustard. You really have to have Mr. Dodge's, because as I said, three or four generations of baker in the family, and he knows how to do these things.
It's his very own Dodge City. He's the Marshall Dillon of the whole system. Yes. But does Glinton, that little place just outside Peterborough, does that have any sort of Glinton delights that it...
Not really. I mean, even our butcher shut down. It's so tiny, we don't really have a lot in the village at all.
So, Anna, when you're thinking of leaving the delights of Jersey and the Jersey delights, just bear in mind that in Glinton, even their butcher has shut down. Have you all gone vegetarian or something?
No. We've got... it was a family-run business, and I think the man who run the business obviously retired, and his children didn't want to take over, which was really, really sad. So that it's empty now. But we do have the Nine Bridges, which is a lovely place where you can go walking and taking your dogs and things. So it's pretty there. Okay. But that's about it.
We'll be finding out more useful places and things to go from, clearly, the delights of Brighton, from Stettin in Poland, and probably even Harwich as well, as the whole thing proceeds. But that's by the by. Now it falls to Hannah to put those last two questions to Anna. It works so perfectly, Hannah. Go, take it away, Miss Brown.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Will you be joining us again next week?
I would love to. Thanks for the offer. Cheers.
Glinton has now officially been put on the broadcasting map, with Tessa Snart taking midweek drivette duties to a whole new level.
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love.
Looking at ways in which we can introduce our next co-presenter, who's making a welcome return to the production, of course, all the way from the Emerald Isle, and we thought, let's go with one of the folk that he said has inspired him in various ways, because he is a diamond. Diamonds are forever. Shirley Bassey, welcome. Graham Jay, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm great, thanks. How are you? A wonderful way to be introduced, Shirley Bassey. Oh, there you go.
I feel, Graham, that Shirley, Dame Shirley Bassey, clearly, her role in life was to be your warm-up act and sort of set the whole sequence from that perspective. So, yeah, let me work with that. Graham, we've got seven fantastic folk in the studio. Obviously, you're taking notes, but we have Natasha Armstrong, Tessa Snart, Sam Stone, Hannah Brown, Martina Vieca, Holly McGrattan, and Kaylee Umfraville. So,
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Exactly.
And well observed, Graham. Yes, it's all girls.
He's okay. From the Irish lad. He knows these kind of things. He's got the gift of the Glani and more sorts of things to the. We're very impressed last year. This one, I must admit, I've kind of teased ahead by saying, "Hope there's someone." Almost had me in tears. I thought,
Thank you.
Where are we going to go with respect to this one? We're about here now, but would you like to actually just set the scene in terms of why this is going to be the heart of your newest album and the sort of wonderments that will be coming out in the very near future? In fact, it's your new single. And as Maverick magazine said, wouldn't be out of place in a Lloyd Webber blockbuster musical. The whole album is awash with sumptuous strings and gorgeous piano. Share with us, what is it about Hope There's Someone which is just even more wonderful than words can give rise to?
Well, I don't know. It's a song I've always wanted to sing. As I said, when I was studying to be an opera singer, Anahni, as she's called, I think that's how you pronounce it, came out, and I was totally just fascinated by her, but I wasn't obviously allowed to sing any of her music because, you know, well, that wasn't done. So when I kind of jacked that in and decided to do my own thing, she was one of the first artists that I kind of was listening to. And her way with words and music has really struck a chord with me, and it's kind of been influencing my own songwriting. So Hope There's Someone is part of this new EP called, mini album, should they, called Someone. And it's the whole idea of it is that these are some ones. All the artists that I'm covering on the album are people who are influencing my own songwriting. Does that make sense? So to Anani, her songwriting was just something that I really wanted to emulate. Obviously, you can never copy it exactly, you know, but it just the style and getting it in on my ear and what she does with words and her harmonies and stuff. So this whole EP that's coming out of this, which is the title track, is all to do with different people that have influenced me. There's even a Shirley Bassey number on it, but we've taken our own spin on it. It's much, much more reduced. It's just kind of actually piano, double bass and voice. But actually not piano, double bass and voice, it's just double bass and voice and drums. So someone is such a, for me, the song Hope There's Someone has a real emotional resonance because it's just one of these really, really beautiful songs that I think will strike a chord with everybody, particularly with all the stuff that's going on in the world at the moment. You know, it's so... I'm not sure what the expression is, but, you know, it touches that chord because, you know, we're all kind of looking at what's going on in the US and everything else and kind of thinking, is there going to be an afterlife and are we going to be there soon?
No, you know? We're all doomed. But we're going to combine this by looking at your good self performing live at the Avenue Dublin, singing Hope There's yes. Someone from that whole scenario there. Hopefully we can work this way through. Stay with us because we'll be back as ever with the views of the Midweek Drivettes. Graham J, Hope There's Someone.
Thank you.
Someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free. Nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost of my
round of applause, do you think?
Yay!
Absolutely. Okay, let's quickly go around the team. Natasha, what did you make of Graham Jay's Hope for Someone?
Oh, Graham, you've just melted me. I actually shivered when you started singing. I had goosebumps. That was just amazing. And you made it look so easy as well, watching you sing on the screen. So, congratulations. That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Tessa?
It was beautiful, yes. Your voice and the music as well in the background. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, Graham, absolutely stunning. I'm a former vocal coach myself. And so I want to ask you, I assume that was falsetto.
No, I have a 5-octave range.
Wow.
So when I sing falsetto, I sing in the land of a coloratura soprano.
Yes, I was trying to place it, and I thought, that's so high.
It's that would be the middle of my voice. I sing from C below middle C up to soprano high C.
Yes. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Hannah.
Oh, I loved it. You have a beautiful voice. I mean, I didn't want to stop listening. It was so good.
Album, clearly.
Yeah.
Martina.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm just impressed, like, positively. Everything's good about it.
A very positive thing from our point of view. Holly?
Yeah, I agree with Natasha about you. Just watching you sing just came so naturally. It was really good to watch.
It's all going well, but Kaylee could throw a spanner in the works here. Kaylee?
I thought it was amazing. You could, like, feel the emotion in his voice when he was singing. It was just beautiful.
Really good stuff there. And, of course, that was when you were a student preparing for your final exams and about to pursue a classical singing career. We can thank your good friend, Seamus Hoban, who introduced you to Anoni, or as she was then known, Anthony Hegarty from Anthony and the Johnsons.
Is
that the line that sort of triggered the whole thing through from that point of view? As you say, for your final year recital in college, you wanted to put the cat among the pigeons by singing that piece by a countertenor who wasn't from the classical world.
Wow.
That's amazing. And they wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let you?
No, now I'm having my revenge. I'm doing exactly what I want.
Well, they were obviously idiots. What do they know already?
Well, this is it. Yeah, well, aren't you lucky to be surrounded by such lovely women, aren't you?
Well, you know.
Blessed are you amongst women.
We do our best every so often. If I die, though, will they look after me? I don't know. What the heck? Oh, Lord. Moving on. Let's talk about the album and the various other bits and pieces, because obviously Tony from NLPR, another ace selection from this point of view. The EP is released when, or is it already out there and accessible?
This particular EP is being released on the 30th of March. Okay. I'm coming to London to do some concerts around us. I'm going to be in the library on the 3rd of March, and then in the Alley Cat in London, and that's actually free entry if people want to go to that, on the 2nd of April. And that's a kind of a Sunday evening, so it's going to be very chilled, and it's kind of a nice long session. And that's in Denmark Street in London. I know that's a bit far from Lincoln, so...
You say that, but Denmark Street is the Tin Pan Alley. It's where all the greats used to gather in the 1960s at the height of all sorts of things before then, selling musical, etc. In fact, they used to have a branch of Forbidden Planet there as well. It's a well-known place. So great stuff there. And I'm sure we can work something through on that basis. As I say, awesome material and certainly a cinematic soundtrack. I love the tale, though, of how clearly it's Graham Jay singular, not because he's looking to actually get some sort of rap artist's connection with the whole field, but because clearly he's not that other Graham who, of course, your other surname, Graham, is?
Norton.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. My full name is Graham Joseph Norton. Mm. That is my birth name. So we just dropped it to Graham J because the local priest used to always refer to me as Graham J. Yeah. So it just kind of stuck, and I kind of thought, well, we'll keep that, you know. And so it's less of a mouthful than Graham Joseph, and also, you know, kind of a bit cooler. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, the fact that Graham Norton could not sing like that to save his life. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I should appreciate it. It just would not work at all.
I'd love to see him try.
Could be a challenge.
Well, it could be entertaining.
Could be a challenge.
It could be a challenge for both of us. Maybe big red chair challenge. We can sing to each other, and whoever doesn't do it has to get chucked off the chair.
once again, more classic comments coming through in all sorts of wonderful ways. As I say, coming up shortly after the news, we've got a classical violinist, violin soloist Rachel Barton Pine. They'll be talking about some of her material and much more. But it falls to Hannah. Let's go to Holly this time. Let's go there. Holly, would you like to put those last two questions to Graham J, please?
Yep. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I loved it. It's great crack. It's always great crack having a chat with you guys.
Good, thank you.
That's the sort of Irish endorsement. It's a great crack. That's the way we like to work with. Carry on.
And will you be joining us on radio again soon?
Well, I'm hoping to. As I said, this EP is part of a larger project, and I've written a whole pile of new songs myself that are kind of coming out in June, and so hopefully, actually, I'd love to come in and sing in the studio for you.
Be up for that. So we'll negotiate that. So, all right, exactly. Lots of nodding from that point of view. It's exciting times there. Graham J will return, and we'll keep abreast, obviously, of the upcoming release of the EP. Graham, it's been awesome as ever. Take care. We'll speak again very
soon. Thanks very much, Alex. Thank you.
Round of applause for Graham J, please.
Bye. Bye.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Things about sundown, which of course it is. It's coming up to 5:45. What does that mean it's time for then, Hannah? 5:45 on a Wednesday?
Party.
I would have said Siren News.